Cerebral satire contains strong language and thoughts that may offend. If you are easily offended, don't fucking bother listening to it.
It was right for you to run. That's for everybody. That's our 25th episode of Cerebral Satire. What?
English.
Oh, fuck. Hello. That's our 25th anniversary of Cerebral Satire.
Why are you bloody Kenneth Williams?
American.
Why are you bloody talking like that?
I can see this is fucking going well, isn't it?
We can't do this.
Asshole.
You're not even doing it very well. Shut up. This is not... This is, can we just talk, please? Can we just... Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. And what's going on, man? It's been a couple days since we've talked to each other. What's going on? You getting ready to go on holiday?
Yeah, holiday as of tomorrow. Monday. So by the time I'm recording, I'll be away. But yeah, 25th anniversary of this show. I can't believe that we've been on 25 consecutive fucking shows of this.
25 and, consecutive.
We've had some amazing contributions, some amazing people giving us feedback. So I want to thank all the listeners first and foremost, really.
Yeah, I do too. I love you guys. I thank you very much for listening. I wish more people would listen, but I guess that's what I should want, right? I guess yeah, I just appreciate everybody listening. Wayne, how are you, man?
I'm good. Meeting up with an old friend at the moment. Alcohol. Been a long time.
That you're gonna say your right hand.
I never lost contact with my right hand.
Yeah, he lost contact with us, but not his right hand. So we haven't heard from you in about a week and a half. Wayne, what's going on with you? What's new?
Square root of fuck all. I've just been working. It's literally these fucking 13 to 14 hour shifts. It is literally get up, drive in a fucking loop, get home, go to bed, get up and do it again tomorrow.
Nothing interesting happens. Nothing you can put on your blog because you owe me two now.
I've got ideas coming up for that, and that's not just going to be a written blog. It's going to be a video blog because I'm too lazy to type.
You can do a video blog. You can do an audio blog if you want.
I know. That's going to be good.
I hope to God you do a video blog.
So do I.
I really do hope you do a video blog.
Don't expect anything of any consequence to be on there, but it'll be well worth it.
Well, yeah, I always feel like I'm not saying anything either, but you got to put something on there to get something. You got to do something, Wayne. You know,
do something.
Do
I think
something.
I might even call it that. Wayne does something.
There you go.
That's fucking brilliant. Thank you.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Yes, that's brilliant. And what else is going on?
Well, I'm thinking about doing a new show.
Yeah, what's the new show?
New show. At the minute, it's called Masturbase.
Yeah.
Where it's basically, but that's changeable.
Yeah.
It's going to be an open forum show where we have a few guests on a round table situation where we discuss a particular topic, whether it be film, music, religion. So, yeah, we're open to co-hosts on that. So, get in touch with me at MCVigilante or at DSRMP.com on the Twitter.
Yeah, Ant's going to be doing this one, guys. So, let him know. He's the one that's going to be hosting and doing all the cuts and everything. But the first one we're doing is next Sunday.
Next Sunday. I don't know what the topic is going to be. It might be interchangeable. We was going to do comics, but I'm struggling to find really big sort of comic guys. So,
fuck
we
that.
Might,
are
I
you,
might actually
are you...
do the first one as religion. How about that?
I like that one too. Either way, I want to be on it. I want to be the loudest.
Devil Vamp would love to be on that.
Yeah, I want to be on it. But the first one we're doing is Marvel versus DC.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm still looking for hosts, the co-host for that. So get in touch with me by the end of next week when this show drops, and we'll get something sorted out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because we're doing it. This show will drop, and then we're doing it that Sunday after this show drops on Friday.
In 3 days' time.
Yeah, on the 3rd, guys. It's on the calendar on DSJMP.com. Oh, there you go. Another plug. There you go. Go to DSJMP.com or I'll kill you. The other thing is we saw today Jared Leto Joker on Facebook.
We did.
And what did you guys think, Wayne?
Wow, I don't know if you've seen my repost to you on Facebook.
Yeah, I have.
You seemed rather negative about it, and I don't understand why.
Wayne, I asked you what you thought. I didn't ask you what I thought. I'm here to say what I thought.
I'm leading on to what I thought. Okay. Patience.
All right.
You seemed rather negative on it, and I just think, why? It looks cool. It looks fresh. I don't want Heath Ledger Part 2. No one will do it like that. I'd rather they go totally off on a different tangent. And he looks absolutely fucking psychotic and psycho and ill. And that's the sort of direction I want them to take it. So one major thing that we can't see on that, obviously, one picture or whatever, is what he's going to sound like. And that's obviously the next step.
I heard a possible voice that he may have used his Joker voice in a concert telling a guy to fuck off. He doesn't actually say fuck off. He says something about I'm gonna kill you or something like that. Because he was being rude in the crowd in front of a 30 Seconds to Mars concert. So supposedly that's what he's supposed to sound like, but I don't know. He could have just been like trying to scare the guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And what do you think? You're the DC guy.
I think it looks really, really cool, actually. I think it's quite befitting because obviously this is gonna be in Suicide Squad, and I think it's quite a befitting of the Suicide Squad sort of mantra. That he does look pretty crazy, to be fair. I like the tattoos. I like it. Obviously, you can't. It's early days. You literally just got a visual to go on. Yeah. But I think early signs are good. I think if I saw the Joker in a comic book looking like that, I'd be very pleased.
I just think it's typical. Like everything out of this film that has come out with like the Batman side, everyone's gone crazy. But with the Superman side, it's just like, oh, well, that's like
Wayne. He won't be in that film.
Wayne, he won't be in that film.
He's going to be in Suicide Squad.
He's going to be in Suicide Squad.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought that was going to be part of the Superman Batman one.
Nope.
Ooh.
And I think with him and Harlequin, who's that playing Harlequin again?
It's that blonde girl from them.
From Wolf of Wall Street, isn't it?
Was she in Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, she was.
It's the one that she was in that heist movie. She just did with.
Have they released screen caps of Harley Quinn yet?
Yes.
Oh wow, I'm looking for them.
Yeah, they released screen caps of all of them.
I'm now looking. Reaction.
So this is the thing that kind of irritates me. I don't like the teeth. I don't like the tattoos. But I like everything else.
But the teeth are supposed to, that's pretty much bang on what the comics are, like, aren't they?
No. What? No. I've never seen Joker with platinum teeth.
Are they platinum? I thought they were yellow.
No, those are platinum.
Oh, God, yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that, actually, yeah.
Yeah, the teeth, I think the teeth are the main thing that's bothering me right now, but the tattoos really bother me because Joker, I've never seen Joker with tattoos. Scars, yes. So like if those were scars, that'd be better.
I think it's a modern twist with the tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, like I get it. I'm just not feeling it. That's what it is. I'm just not feeling it. I kind of wish they would have never revealed anything because they really didn't reveal anything about the Heath Ledger Joker. All they used was his face. They didn't use anything else. So I don't know. And I know it's not going to be the Heath Ledger one, and as much as I want it to be, it's not gonna be. And
this film, Suicide Squad's not gonna be about Joker, is it? So
no.
He's just gonna be a part player.
It's gonna be about the Suicide Squad.
Whole movie's about him, and it's not.
No,
Suicide Squad's a completely different entity.
Correct. They use the Joker for
exactly. So
for
I don't
things.
Want him to be like a Heath Ledger type. I don't want him to steal the show, as it were. He will because he's naturally the Joker.
Yeah.
But he's just one of many that are in that movie. So it's fine. I'm very, very happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad, but I don't know. It just, I kind of hate the fact that we get to see all this shit now instead of having to wait for the movie. It's not good, is it?
Well, they do it for everything, even like bloody games and stuff now.
I know.
They give you like screenshots and stuff. And
15-minute intros. And
people can't fucking wait. We're in a generation where people want a little bit of everything now.
I don't understand when they do like films and games, especially games, when they make trailers that have nothing to do with the film. They announce it and then they do like a trailer, like a little 2-minute teaser trailer for absolutely no, just before they even start work on the film.
Yeah, like pre-production.
Yeah, Batman versus Superman did the same thing. There was nothing. It was just two symbols coming together in red. That's all it was.
They won't be finished for another year.
Yeah, I know. So. It's just, I don't know. It just kind of, I think it's the main thing is the teeth and the, I think it's the teeth and the skin was the main thing. Because Joker's never had tattoos and he has perfect teeth, you know? I don't know. So I had a shit day today. I told you guys about it.
I heard.
Fucking. It was the worst day I've ever had. It was the worst day I've ever had opening doing what I do in my entire career. And I've been doing the same thing for 15 years. And it was the worst fucking day I've ever had. It was so bad. And then I drive home. I'm like, fuck it. I got cerebral side tonight. I got to get some beer. So I went down to Kroger and I got a beer, which is a grocery store here. I got a beer and I was just like, there's an Arby's right now. You guys know what Arby's is?
Is that like Arbuckles or?
Uh, it's It's like, do you guys have a roast beef place there that you can get like thinly sliced roast beef on a sandwich?
The deli.
Yeah, sort
like,
of.
Sounds like fucking Subway.
So it's if you don't have it there, it's hard to explain. Anyway, so I go to everyone in America knows what Arby's is. I go to Arby's, and this is what they do through the drive-thru. And this fucking drives me crazy. It's what they do through the drive-thru. I am sitting there, and I'm ordering. I'm like, all right, I'll take a French dip and Swiss. And he's like, no. I start out, he's like, welcome to Arby's. How can I help you? I'm like, all right, yeah, hey, can I get a... And he's like, would you like a mozzarella stick? No. I'll tell you what I fucking want. Don't fucking tell me what I want. I'll tell you what I want. And he's like, okay, I'll take a French dip and Swiss. Would you like to supersize that? And would you like something else from the fucking menu? And I'm like, no, I just want my French dip and Swiss and a medium curly fry. Okay, would you like poppers with that? No, I want my French motherfucking dip and Swiss, and stop suggesting things to order. I don't want that. And this, I'm not kidding. This is what he says. Okay, and I was like, all right, and then I want a medium Arby sandwich. And then he suggests like an apple pie or something too. I'm like, no, I don't want a fucking apple pie. I just want to order what I order, and then you leave me alone. Stop suggesting things. Every 5 fucking seconds, I'm trying to order my fucking food.
Sorry,
Eric Hartman.
Oh my God, dude, it was driving me fucking crazy.
He obviously really upset you.
Dude, Wayne, I'm telling you, every time I tried to finish my order, the guy fucking interrupted me and tried to suggest more food that I didn't want to fucking have.
If I was there with him, I would
piss off. They do that down our local petrol station. Whenever I go and buy fuel, they turn around and go, do you want a cream egg for like £2 or whatever?
No, I don't want a cream egg. I don't want a cream egg. I want to pay for my gas and I want to leave. If I wanted a cream egg, I would have told you I wanted a fucking cream egg. Fucking irritating shit, man.
Well, problem.
First off, you're buying meat from a place called Herpes. I think that's your issue.
Arby's, you idiot. All right.
He reckons everyone fucking eats it, but I bet the Indians don't.
We don't have Indians. Wait.
You don't have Indians.
Dot or feather?
Dot.
Dot. Oh. Not really. Not where I live. We really don't have Indians.
I can't believe that's how you ask the difference.
I gotta know.
Like every fucking time now. That's become like a cerebral thing.
Yeah. GBL is pissing himself right now. He loves that shit. Every time we say dot or feather, he fucking tweets the show.
Dot or feather.
It even makes me go, ooh.
Why? Does it really still make you do that after we say it all the time?
Well, I'm fucking immune to it now. I get it so much. I'll start doing it myself.
I know, right?
I think it's because I've got a vivid imagination of a bloke with a feather headdress just sitting there going,
They don't... They say how, motherfucker. If you're going to be racist all the way. It's how, white man. That's feather. Dot is, welcome to 7-Eleven. How can I help you?
7-Eleven. Right. We are going to get fucking really fucking shit upon. Jesus Christ. You can't say that on a fucking podcast.
Wait a minute, Mr. Racist. Hang on, Mr. Kebab Shop. Mr. Kebab Shop. Yes, last week, okay? Let's talk about kebabs some more, okay?
What Turkish people are fucking kebabs.
What did you say? You said, we got enough Polish here.
That was a satirical joke.
Was it?
Satirical,
okay.
Topical
right.
joke.
Okay. All right. Let me write that down. My dot and feather is not good, but your satirical joke about too many Polish people near you is a good thing.
Satire. You know, that is the meaning of satire. I'm giving you a little. It's a political talking point in this nation.
You want to stutter some more this week?
Oh, let's start the fucking show. It's another long intro. You fuck.
Let's do this.
Open your mind. Open your mind. Open your mind. Open your mind. Open your mind.
So that was Quado from Total Re- That's the best Quado clip I can find on the internet, guys. I apologize. I deeply, deeply apologize for that. That was the worst intro ever. Ant, why are we talking about Quado, Ant?
Because a woman from Indiana, I believe, is found an embryologic twin tumor discovered in a student's brain.
It's so gross.
So doctors in California have removed a tumor they have described as an embryologic twin deep inside the brain of a young woman, Yamiri Karimov. Saranam, 26, a PhD student in Indiana, have been experiencing difficulties with drowsiness, reading, and concentration. The discovery was made when doctors performed a newly developed form of surgery to remove the tumor.
I'm having a problem. I'm having drowsiness when I do concentration, and maybe I have
got one of them little twins.
Maybe I have another twin inside of me.
The growth is known as a teratoma. It had bone and hair.
Oh, it's so gross.
So Mrs. Karanam, a student of Indiana University, jokingly described the tumor. It's not a tumor.
Not a tumor.
You should have done that as the intro. Yeah.
Not a tumor.
Right. Jokingly described the tumor as her evil twin sister who had been torturing me for the past 26 years. Wow. This tumor was smack in the middle of that. So extremely deep in the brain.
Oh, it's so gross. It looks like a face when you look at this. When you look at the x-ray, looks like there's a face in her skull. Oh, it's so gross. Looks like there's a little Jason mask in her skull. That's exactly what it looked like.
Jesus Christ. So the rare growth was removed using a minimally invasive keyhole surgery that uses fiber optics to burrow deep into the brain to perform the operation. That sounds gross enough. But traditionally, they would have cut her from ear to ear, bringing the scalp down to the back. And then open up the entire back of the skull, said Dr. Shalayanan. Instead, the doctor used a half an inch incision in the back of the skull. Wow.
Wow.
There's science for you. That operation, however, came at a cost, and insurance was not able to cover it. Oh, fucking typical USA.
Of course, typical United States insurance. Fucking asshole.
So a fundraising webpage had been set up to cover her costs, and at the time of writing, it had raised over $34,000. I was asked if I had any emotions for the twin or something like that, but I'm like, no, she said.
Careful, she's a PhD student. Attached to that. She's a PhD student, dude. Be careful.
I know, she said, no. So,
I love the reporter copied down exactly what she said.
Yeah. So that's that. Jesus Christ.
Got another one. Plumber gives birth to identical twin after having pains in his stomach. This is from mirror.co.uk. A plumber gave birth to a parasitic twin after he pushed its way through his stomach. Gary Hyatt, 30, has been examined by a number of medics who thought the lump by his belly button could be a cyst or an ingrown hair. The father of four was due to have an operation to remove it, which was canceled at the last minute. But after experiencing sharp stabbing pains, it was shocked to find that he gave birth to his identical twin through his belly button. So gross. Oh, I can barely talk. Mr. Hyatt, a former firefighter from Whitney, Oxford, said, "I've been absolutely fine now, but it's not sunk in yet that I could have had a twin brother. I've had him in a jar at home, and I've called him Little Gave. I told him many
little
people...
Gav.
Little Gav. I told him Little Gav.
His name's Gary, so...
It's a Gav.
Little Gav.
I haven't told many people about... Oh, wait. Is he Indian?
What's he Indian?
Wait, he's Indian. Oh, no, he was an Indian. Okay.
He's a plumber, so he's probably Polish.
He's probably Polish.
Oh, there's a bit of satire for you.
I haven't told many people. I feel like a bit of a freak. As the lump protruded, Mr. Hyatt drove himself to a local GP where his doctor witnessed the strange event. His GP, Dr. Joe Santos, told the Sun it was like something from Alien. I didn't believe Gavin when he said something was coming out of his belly button until I saw him. The 40-centimeter long parasitic twin had been in Mr. Hyatt's body since he was born. He's 40. He's 30. He's 30. It'd be like me having my brother right now. Medics think so was reabsorbed when it died in the womb early in their mother's pregnancy. Wow. Fucking twin magic this week, guys.
Yeah. Twin stories for twins.
It's crazy.
Fucking crazy. What? So what would you do if your brother wasn't born? So your brother's not been born.
Yeah.
You come out your mum's fanny.
I got more.
Your mum goes, "One ugly fucker. Get rid of it. Do we flush it down the toilet? Dunno. We'll call it devil vamp." And then your little brother's in the belly button going, "Eat me.
I can't. I feel so sorry for all the twins. I mean, because I totally relate to that. But I'm going to be honest with you. The thing I think about most to all those twins that are still conjoined, like the conjoined twins, especially the famous girls that have been on TV all the time, the ones that are conjoined by their head, I feel so sorry for them. But this is what I think all the time. What happens when one of them dies?
I think that because they share some organs, don't they? Some of the conjoined twins. So I'd imagine if one of their liver goes, both their liver goes, because they've only got one.
But they don't share a brain. So if one of them goes, that means the other one's got to go, right?
Well, yeah, I'd imagine.
Or are you going to just keep
die together?
Are you going to keep the head around?
Just chop off what you can. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's fucking pretty. I don't know.
That's all.
I'd imagine that, like, if you had body failure, that they'd both, unless it was brain related. I don't know actually. Now
it's always what I think about. It's always what I think about. I think so. And the fact that, like, say one of them, like, I heard the other day one of them had a boyfriend, but the other one didn't.
About when I get down to business and the other one's sitting there going, are you done yet?
Well, they're not sitting there. They have to help.
I know, but the other one's just there going, I want to watch fucking Emmerdale. And the other one's like, no, I'm too busy fucking with my boyfriend.
Yeah, I know.
Right, here's a little scenario. Right?
What if one of them swallows cum and the other one burps it up?
Right, I've got a little scenario, right? So you've got a little twin, right?
Yeah.
But he's at the end of your cock, right?
He's a face on my cock.
So your Jap eye.
Never gonna
work.
That's
a bit racist, I'm sorry. But that's what I call it. Sorry.
Your Jap's eye has eyes on it.
The Jap's eye has got a little face on it, right?
Your penis slit, guys. He's talking about your penis slit.
Yeah, the Jap's eye is racist, and I apologize. But that's what I call it. Right?
This is gonna be the racist podcast this week. Episode 25. Could we be any more racist?
Racist. Right, so anyway, he's got a little face on it. Now, yeah. You're having sex.
You would never get laid.
Well, it might be a turn on some women.
The minute you pull that out of your pants.
And he calculated.
I'm sorry, baby. He just needs some food. I apologize. Let me stick a hot dog in my pants, and he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Here's a hot dog. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Let me go in the hole.
No, you can't go in the hole. Shut up. You're not going in the hole. I love her. We're never gonna have kids because of you. I want to thank you. I'll never be able to stick my actual penis in something because of you. You little shithead.
All I'll say is the penis face would probably not want to go in the hole. It'd probably sit there going, I can't breathe. I can't fucking breathe. Get me out.
No. You would have to.
What if you had to feed it lettuce? That's all he likes, lettuce.
Just lettuce.
And
just
every, like, 2 minutes, he needs lettuce. So, like, so you have to carry loads of lettuce around.
Constant trough of lettuce in your pants.
And yeah, so you've got like a little lettuce in your pants, and when you go home to your missus, he's like, why have you got lettuce down there?
Oh, I love the lettuce. I love it.
I love the lettuce. It's so gross. Wayne, what would you do if you had a twin in your belly button? Or
I thought you were going to say, what would you do if you had a face on your
feet? No, we already went over that. Let's not go back. It's scary. I'm looking at this fucking alien picture of the thing that burst out of Bishop's skull.
I don't know why people keep talking about it as if it was like a person. The father from Oxfordshire, yes, because he was like, oh, it was weird. I could have had a twin. I'd see how that one worked.
But the girl?
But the girl, when they were saying, oh, did you have feelings? No, because it's not like it was a human.
It was trying to kill her.
It was something that mutated and went wrong. And
but it had hair.
But it weren't going to talk to you, was it?
In your brain.
I'm fucking you up.
I don't think the one in the belly button. I don't think the one in the belly button. This is actually when the one voice the aunt does is actually good.
What do you mean? All my voices are good.
I don't think the one in the brain, I mean the one in the belly button really had, I don't think it, I don't know. This is really starting to creep me out. Can we move on to something else?
No, this is awesome. What if it popped out, right? They got rid of it, but then he was, the guy started thinking gay.
Why would he think gay?
Because the whole time, the little one
was
trapping, like sort of controlling his gayness. So,
weren't there a film of that when someone got into someone's body and controlled them?
That's Interstellar, isn't it?
Being John Malkovich.
Oh yeah, that.
Just imagine the little navel person.
What if
like,
you guys?
Proper, like, fucking,
what if you got? What if you guys pooped one out?
Why has it always got to come back to the arsehole with you?
I'm fascinated with assholes.
You shit out your little brother?
Yeah.
Is he alive and well?
No. He did say something to you when you pooped him out. He's like, thank you. He's like little short arms. He looks like Wayne, except for just really tiny. Big head, short arms, short legs.
I've actually got a well-proportioned body, thank you.
I'll probably bury him.
Would you report it? Would you report it?
Yeah, I'll just say I just gave birth to
him. I wouldn't go through my shit to see if there was a little shit person.
I just shit out my brother.
It'd be wipe your ass, flush it. I wouldn't even know it was there.
Okay. You don't look back.
You ready? Here you go. Yeah, you don't look back at your poop.
You always look back at your shit.
Yeah, you got to, man. It tells you all kinds of things, whether you're healthy or not.
You see it on the toilet roll when you wipe your ass, don't you?
Do you remember? Can you remember
need to look at the actual log, do you?
Yes, you do. It's important.
Wayne, can you remember when I sent you a picture of my shit?
Yeah, I really didn't need to see that. Yeah.
All right, here's the last question. What if, right, you're a fine human being, except for where, like, Quado is, okay? So, like, you have a Quado, right?
Yeah.
But the Quado is an attractive female, and where your belly button is her vagina. She's got...
So you're fingering yourself.
Yeah, she's got boobs, she's got little arms, she's got little legs, and she's got a vagina, and it's right there.
So you could effectively fuck her.
Yeah, you could fuck her.
But wouldn't that be incest?
That's a good question. I think it'd be more masturbation than incest, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I think it'd be more... Now,
because it's got a voice of its own, isn't it? It's got a brain of its own.
Would
so
you
surely
try...
that would be your sister, not yourself.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, but it still is yourself, because it's part of your body.
Your arse speaks, but
conjoined
when
twins.
You finger that, you don't fucking class that as...
Conjoined twins aren't themselves, are they? They share things, but...
Yeah, but this is...
brother
this...
and sister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, but when a conjoined twin masturbates, it's the same... It's like, you know...
Has there ever been conjoined twins that are man and female?
I don't... That's a good question. I don't know. Let me look that up right there.
Because they're always sort of like...
Female or male.
Yeah, exactly. They're all like the same sex, but I don't know. I don't think there is one. I've never known there to be like a man and a female conjoined twins.
See. Yep, there has been conjoined twin.
Has there? Okay. I've never seen that. I've seen a thing where a man's had his... Have you ever seen... I'd watched that porn where a female turns herself into a man.
No, I've never seen that.
It's fuck. Oh, so it's a woman.
Actually, no. There has never been conjoined twins that were different because they share the same egg, so they have to be the same sex.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Same, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, this woman turned herself into a man, right?
God, we're
so
dumb.
She had a bald head, like tattoos. She had her tits chopped off, and she had... Oh, no, it's the other way around, isn't it? Oh, I'm confused. But yeah, she had a vagina anyway. It was a man with a vagina. It was fucking weird.
Let's move on to the next story. All right, guys, it's Ant's movie review time.
It's my reviews or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. What movie you got for us this week?
Well, Grandem the Third on Twitter thingy.
Twitter.
He said to do Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Go ahead. Before I go on my diatribe about Wizard of Oz, you go ahead and do your review.
Well, I mean, it's from 1939, isn't it? So it's like... Yeah. It's like actually 3/4 of a century old, so it's an old film. Right? But anyway, this is Wizard of Oz. Right?
Okay.
So it's this film from 1939. Now, I'm not sure if Hitler watched it and thought, this scheisse is terrible, and invaded Poland after it, but it does seem a little bit coincidental to me that came out at the same time as Second World War. Right?
It's amazing how that happened.
So this film's about a whiny little bitch and her mutt, and they live in Kansas, which is a shit city in the United States of America, with a shit NFL team as well. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's this tornado that hits and she gets knocked on the head or something. Don't know, I weren't really watching that bit. But anyway, she got into some sort of coma, right? She's gone into a coma. And I think before the coma, she was colorblind or something, because when she got knocked out, it goes all color. But anyway, she meets this stupid fairy that talks about shoes like she's some sort of fucking kleptomaniac. And then all these little Waynes come out and tell her to follow fucking the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, Yellow Brick Road.
Now, they must be Elton John fans or something, but that's confusing because that album came out in the 1970s. So maybe Dorothy went in time, like through time or something, future or something.
I don't know.
So anyway, so on this road, right, so she goes on this bullshit road and Dorothy and her dog meet this bullshit scarecrow without a brain, so Justin Bieber. A tin man without heart, so George Bush. And a lion without courage, so Osama bin Laden. Now, I'm not sure I'd pick those three as to align with personally, but there you go. So the Wicked Witch, who wants these fucking slippers as well, tries to fuck with Dorothy on the road, but she's fucking useless and fouls, and Dorothy gets to see this bullshit wizard, right? But the wizard ain't wonderful at all, and he's just a fucking liar like everyone else in the movie.
Everybody's a liar.
So,
except for Glinda.
Who?
Glinda, the good witch.
No, she's a fucking idiot. I'll talk about her in a fucking minute.
Okay,
she's a slag. Okay. Hang on. But anyway, like the rest of them, and they can't, like, he can't send Dorothy home anyway, he's a bullshitter. So he tells Dorothy that he can get her home, but he has to get the Wicked Witch's broom or something. So on the way to see the Wicked Witch sends loads of little fucking flying monkeys to go get Dorothy. So why didn't she do that at the start of the fucking movie when she's actually trying to get to the Wicked Witch's house at the point? So she's like a fucking taxi service. She's a fucking idiot.
Okay. All right.
So Dorothy gets to her fucking house, and then she throws water over the witch, which burns her alive.
Yeah, right? I don't. Yeah, she fucking murdered that witch, dude.
Yeah. So now, if I knew a fucking substance could kill me like fucking water did, I wouldn't leave it around my fucking house like she does.
That's a good point.
That fucking bucket of water was stood right next to her in her fucking living room the whole time,
sitting there.
What a fucking idiot! Right? What an idiot. So she goes back to the city where the fucking wizard talks a load of old bollocks again, and then that fucking cunt of a fucking good witch tells Dorothy she could have said you could. could go home whenever you wanted to if you just tapped your feet. Could have told her that at the fucking start and save her a whole lot of fucking trouble, the twat, couldn't she?
Ruby slippers.
But anyway, so Dorothy goes back to Kansas to a shitty little fucking farm. And that's pretty much it. But then I think in The Wizard of Oz 2, she becomes a drug addict as a baby called Liza and then commits suicide. So, which would have been a better movie than this, I suppose. But that being said, it's really, really, really fucking old. So I respect that. And little kids still watch it to this day. But I don't really know if that's a good thing or not. Because to me, it's almost sort of like glorifying weak women and not strength. Like most movies now, like Spirited Away and movies like that, they talk about strength in women. This one's like, she can't do anything without men. Anything without them. She has to go with a scarecrow. She has to fucking ask for a wizard's help. It's all about weak women and strong men. It's a load of bollocks. But anyway, other than that, because it's really old, I'm giving it 6.5 out of 5.
6.5 out of 5?
Yeah, 6.5 out of 5.
Why is everybody so up on these fucking movies? Like, every time they have a fucking shitty award show, they always give this award another fucking award for this, another award for that. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's like 75 years old, isn't it? So, you know, it's like Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane's really old, but, you know, it's not that good. I've done Citizen Kane earlier, haven't I?
You know how much they're worth? The Ruby slippers are worth now?
About 5 quid.
$666,000.
What's that, 5 quid?
No, that was in 2000.
Okay. What's that now then?
They haven't really been seen since then. There's known to be 7 pairs around the, five pairs are known to have survived, and one pair was stolen in August 2005 and has never been recovered. There's a pair on display in the Smithsonian Institute, but the other ones are either in private collectors or private businesses.
Okay. So what are they worth, like 5 quid?
No, they're worth 6. They're probably worth about $1 million now.
What's that, like 10 quid?
Yes, 10 quid. It's exactly right. It's 10 quid. So why is everybody up on this? Why is everybody always up on this fucking junk of this movie? Everyone loves this fucking movie.
I mean, I watched it as a kid, so, you know, it's one of those things. It's like Bambi. Everyone watched Bambi. And that's older than this one, isn't it?
Bambi's not getting awards every fucking year at the, you know, Academy Awards. Fucking suck a dick, man. Leave this fucking movie alone. Ugh.
I like the one with Michael Jackson.
Which one was that one?
The Wizard of Oz with Michael Jackson.
What? There's a Wizard of Oz with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, and Diana Ross. Can't remember it.
No, I don't remember that one.
Fucking really good. You should have done that one.
Alright.
Can't remember. Toto?
No, I don't remember that.
Toto?
I think that was before my time.
Well, fucking hell, you're older than me, you can.
I know. So, what else should they watch instead of this?
Game of Thrones and stuff.
Game of Thrones and stuff? Yeah. Alright.
Other than that, you know what I mean?
Alright. What movie are you doing next? I know you had a bunch of them on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to do Andy Anderson. He gave me Terminator. I don't know. I'm not doing Terminator because I don't really like Terminator. So, I'm going to do Terminator 2.
The original Terminator you don't like?
No one remembers the original one, do they? Everyone talks about Terminator.
Terminator 2000 was pretty cool. It was pretty good.
That's a new one, isn't it?
No.
What's the first one?
Terminator. And then exactly, Terminator 2.
I'm not doing that one.
T2.
I'm doing T2.
T2, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
Sarah Connor and that, all that lot.
The first one was Sarah Connor too,
but... Yeah, but whatever. The one with the little kid.
All right, thanks for your review, Ant.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So 3 cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Thank you very much.
Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis, Ant?
Man, I love that clip.
Wayne, how do you like it? You like your penis?
It's your best friend.
It's your best friend.
Sorry, my throat filled up then, like I was really emotional.
It's my best friend. Well, here's 15 things about your best friend that you don't know, Wayne. You ready?
I bet you I know everything about my best friend.
Only 1 in 400 males are flexible enough.
Your best friend.
He likes cheese.
Wayne's best friend likes cheese.
Likes cheese. Only 1 in 400 males are flexible enough to give themselves oral pleasure. Flexibility can be improved through exercise like yoga.
Do you remember the time you tried live on air to give yourself a blowjob?
It wasn't live on air.
It wasn't live on air. It was a conversation that us three just had.
Drunk.
Really, that was the issue out of that statement.
Yes. Well, you can't promise people that they're going to go back and listen, and then all of a sudden they don't find me trying to suck my own dick on... Yes, that didn't work.
That was fucking fun.
I do yoga. I could give myself...
myself blowy. Look, yeah. look.
If I kept doing yoga, if I kept doing yoga.
Was that the same night as when we were doing as many?
We were doing the push-ups, yeah. It's the same night we were doing the push-ups.
See, this is, we basically are like this all the time, listeners, with each other. This is just...
I think some people think we... Yeah, I think some people think we put on a show, but we really don't.
This is real. This is how we are. Devil Vamp tried to suck his cock when we were talking to each other the other week.
The other week? It was like 6 months ago.
No, it wasn't.
All I say is thank God he had his own video. Or
the male orgasm only lasts around 6 seconds. For comparison purposes, the female orgasm can last 23 seconds.
Are these actual facts?
These are actual facts.
6 seconds? Okay. No, I'd say it's probably less for men.
Yeah.
6 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, they said around. I mean, they said around what? 6 seconds.
That's what, 2 seconds, 1 second?
Even while, it lasts longer when you're having sex with Amy. That's not the sound you make. You're lying.
Of course it is.
It is
you
not.
You should see the face I'm doing now. You want to see me on video now. My sex face is fucking awesome, mate.
I don't make noises when I come.
Don't you?
I'm very quiet.
Does that mean you're as like cold as stone in bed there and you're just expressionless?
No. Like my curls, my toes curl. I grip really hard on things. I do things like that, but I don't. I make a face, but I don't make any noises. It's really weird.
What sort of face you pull?
Like I'm trying to make noises because it's.
That's gonna say that's a noise.
Well, that's a noise because you can't see my face on the fucking podcast, you retard.
Well, that's the fucking noise I do.
I'm the retard. Yet you're the one that goes, I don't make a noise, but I go.
He's
trying to pull faces on a fucking radio. Yeah. What's he doing?
He asked me to make a face.
So you don't have to do it.
Wait, what do you sound like when you come?
I'm done.
Mommy, I'm done.
No.
Mommy,
it's so long I can't fucking remember, to be honest.
Mommy, I'm done. Can you clean me up, please? Mom? Can you clean me, please?
Got any baby wipes?
Disposable, please. Non-scented. Smoking can actually shorten your penis length up to 1 full centimeter.
Really?
Yeah, we're fucked, dude.
I don't smoke.
Yeah, me neither. Not anymore.
Why did you say we're fucked?
Because Aunt and I smoked for like 10 years. A teaspoon of semen equals a mere 7 calories. See, there you go, ladies.
There you go, ladies. Eat
that's
more calories.
That's why Posh drinks a pint Bex every night.
That's a joke from like 1998, isn't it?
That's a great joke.
But it's still relevant. Obviously
it is still relevant, but it's just really old.
This is really gross. Doctors can grow up to 23,000 meters squared of skin from a circumcised foreskin of infants. It's used to treat burn victims.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But you should see the picture. It's really gross.
I can see. I'm looking at the picture
now.
Oh,
can you see it? Okay.
I think that's an amazing thing.
I think it's great. It's fantastic. It's just, it's a little gross.
But my issue is the circumcision of infants.
How do you feel about the All Wine Aside girls were talking about that? How do you feel about that?
I'm not happy with it. Do you know what they do, though? They actually...
Yeah, I know.
They suck the penis as well.
Not the doctors don't actually suck the penis.
No, the doctors don't. The Jewish...
Yes.
Jewish priests do.
Correct.
They actually suck penis first.
Were they goyles? What? They're called goyles, right?
No, they don't.
No, they do. They do, Wayne.
They suck the penis before they circumcise it.
And after it. To get they suck up the blood.
When people take the piss out of circumcisions, why have they never took the piss out of the actual oral bit?
That's how a lot of
infants have actually died and have gotten
because the infection from the fucking priest's mouth and stuff.
Yep, I've gotten sexual transmitted diseases for the rest of their life, and some of them because their immune system isn't ready to handle those diseases. Some of them die.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It is very fucked up.
It's supposed to be a lighthearted article, and now you're going on about Jewish priests killing with all sex.
Because of some make-believe shit.
Generalized talk. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they can create 23,000 meters of skin from it is
amazing.
That's incredible, because that will actually save lives.
Absolutely. There is a fish with a penis on its head behind its mouth. It's called...
The devil vampfish.
Yes. The Phallophotesius kalong.
Nailed it.
The penis is shaped like a boomerang when in the missionary position. What? Oh, yeah, because it has to curve past the pelvic bone. Yes, yes, absolutely.
That fucking fish's ass is on its chin.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, right? The reason it's a boomerang shape...
Anus...
The reason it's a boomerang shape is because it always comes back.
God damn it. No brain is necessary for ejaculation. The ejaculation order comes from the spinal cord. Wow. Wow, really? Interesting. So you can... Women can actually steal your cum, guys. Be careful. The biggest human...
So what about...
Oh, wait, I already know that
if you've got a broken back?
Oh, that's probably why you can't get it hard.
Like, if you've, like, broken your back and you can't walk, can you ejaculate?
That's a good question. I don't know about that.
I'm proposing that question.
I don't know about
that.
Should
we get... Should we find a, like, disabled man and fiddle with his prostate and see what happens?
Yes.
Why are we fiddling with his prostate?
Please go do that, Wayne.
I think I might be locked up if I just went into town now at 11:30 at night.
Looking for a bloke in a wheelchair
to start
to fucking try and bun him. Yes.
If unused, the penis can shrink by 1 or 2 centimeters. I don't think any of us have to worry about that.
I mean, what about overuse?
I haven't gotten there yet. There are 42 different...
Well, you missed number 9. You missed number 9.
Yeah, I know number 9. Everyone knows number 9.
I don't agree with number 9.
Why?
Because it says the biggest human penis measures 13.5 inches long.
Yeah.
What is that? It can't be erect.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Dude, 13.5 inches long is huge.
So why do they sell 15-inch dildos?
I don't know.
If the longest penis in the world is 13.5 inches, yeah, why the fuck do adult shops sell 15-inch black mambas?
I don't know why. It's
why
not court.
Adult
it's,
shops it's, sell it's, fucking fists, like giant fists, like fucking Hulk fists.
First of all, I don't know why you guys are correlating this to adult shops. This is the largest penis in the world.
Yeah, I'm just saying, adult shops always sell big, they're called black mambas, and yes, they're 15 inches.
Yes.
So to this, I've got 2 fucking quarrels. First quarrel is that it's 15 inches. That's a, yeah, fucking 1.5 bigger than the biggest penis ever.
Yeah.
And number 2, which will make men feel fucking inferior. And number 2, it's actually a white man with that fucking penis. So why are you selling black mambas and why are they black?
Because it's a stereotype.
Exactly.
Oh, racist.
It's not racist, it's a stereotype. Actually, there's a difference.
The biggest recorded penis. The biggest recorded penis is actually from Atlanta, Georgia, and it's approximately 6'2".
There are 42 different kinds of bacteria found on an uncircumcised penis. There's your reason to get your kids circumcised. There are 42 different kinds of bacteria found on an uncircumcised penis.
So does circumcising remove those bacteria?
It does.
Oh, there you go. Oh, okay. So let a Jewish man suck off your cock.
I got mine done in a hospital. There's an option at the hospital, guys. Please, if you're getting ready to have a little boy and you want him circumcised, please take him to a hospital and get him circumcised.
Yeah, don't let a Jewish man do it.
Your penis is either a grower or a shower. In simple terms, if your penis increases in significant in length when erect, it's a grower. If not, it's a shower.
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
Are you a grower or a shower, Ant?
I'm definitely a grower.
Grower? Wayne?
Yeah.
I'm a grower, probably.
I'm a grower, too. Actually, it depends on the day. If I've had sex or jerked off like earlier in the day, I'm a shower.
See, this is the thing, right? You know when I've said on previous shows that I can't get it up if I'm drunk?
Yeah, yeah, you said it last show.
If I'm drunk, my penis is bigger, right?
I think.
But it can't get erect. So,
oh, like, it's a shower. It's a shower.
It becomes a shower.
A shower because the blood.
It must be.
Yeah,
I'm a grower.
Because you've drank an alcohol, so your blood is thinned out, so it's now, you know, reaching areas it doesn't normally reach.
Yeah, so there you go.
Sensitivity does decline with age. Good, maybe it can last longer.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's got to be right, isn't it?
Half the length of the penis is inside the body. It's like an iceberg.
Iceberg.
That's why fat people got little penises.
Yourself.
15, number 15, most men actually aren't circumcised. However, the World Health Organization now recommends the procedure as a way to help reduce HIV risk up to 60%, which I think that's wrong.
Why are they we've had 3 different circumcision ones on this. Did a Jewish person write this fucking article?
No, it's just such a big deal. I mean, my sister and my brother-in-law really, really discussed it a long time. And so did my...
Your sister was circumcised?
No, she has my nephew, asshole.
What do gay people
think? That's what you
do they think, oh, I've got 60% risk, less risk of getting HIV?
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think that's false.
I think that's a load of bollocks. Personally, I think that's absolute nonsense, that last one. But there you go.
How can there you go. Does circumcision prevent disease?
If you're having, let's say, if you're a gay person and you're having sex with men all the time, unprotected, surely it's got to be a case-on-case thing. It's not a... You know, you could be uncircumcised and never have sex. You're never going to get HIV. So your risk is low. If you're a gay person,
it does.
Circumcised and you're having sex every day unprotected,
it does.
HIV is going to be higher.
And it does.
What do you mean?
It does. They said it does. Why it low? Why circumcision lowers
that's
risk?
What I'm saying. It's nonsense.
No, it's not nonsense. I'm reading this article from Time. Why circumcision lowers risk of HIV?
Yeah, but I'm saying it's a case by case. Some people that aren't circumcised are going to have a lower risk than some people that are circumcised because of what they do in their nocturnal fucking, nocturnally what they do.
I think you're wrong.
What do you mean?
It depends what you're sticking your dick into, don't it?
Exactly. Wait.
Okay. All right. So this is what it has to do with. It doesn't have anything to do with that. This is what it has to do with. It's remember that 42, those 42 bacteria that is on a uncircumcised penis compared to a circumcised penis. That's why. That's what they're saying. They're saying the latest studies, 80% less bacteria overall for a circumcised man compared to a non-circumcised man. The HIV is more likely to adhere to the bacteria and then infect a male.
Agreed. But if you never have sex, you won't get HIV.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
Exactly. But if you're a gay person who has sex all the time and you're circumcised, your risk is going to be higher than the person who's not circumcised who doesn't have sex, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Exactly.
We're not talking about that. Again, we're not talking about that.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
No, we're not. We're not talking about that at all.
I don't know how you're not understanding.
No, I understand what you're saying, but you're comparing two different... You're comparing oranges and apples. I'm comparing two people that have the same... That have sex with a... And this is actually this does not include the homosexual. This is just for heterosexual. They didn't do a study on homosexual. They only did a study on heterosexual. So
you're saying this study, right? They got a AIDS-ridden woman.
No, they didn't.
With different circumcisions.
Yes.
All rag her and they saw who came out with AIDS and who didn't.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I just said. Yes, I'm glad Wayne summed that up for you guys. I appreciate that. Wayne, thank you very much.
That would be a test, though.
Would you go for that test, Wayne? See if you got AIDS?
Circumcised, so I don't know. It's scary, isn't it? I'm one of the...
Yeah, but you might get the placebo.
What a clean woman.
The best day ever.
Yeah, and then I'd come down with it anyway, and that wouldn't make sense.
Get the placebo. Yeah, it just came from your gay lover, so it's fine. All right, guys, let's move on. Let's go. What are you talking about? Funny guys, because Ant has no idea what we're getting ready to talk about, and his wife has recruited me to talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah, as much as everybody thinks Amy hates me, I don't know if she does. I don't know if she doesn't, but she did recruit me to do this. You ready? Ready, Ant? I'm so excited. I love holding things above your head. I'm like, yes, this is awesome.
And usually I've got notes and things in front of me, but I'm completely naked, so I'm a little bit apprehensive and perplexed and confused.
It's a list, so you'll be happy about that.
I like lists.
You do like lists. Okay, here's the list. You ready for the list? 8 reasons not to find out the sex of your baby.
See, that this is not fair. this isn't fair.
Why is that not fair?
All right. Well, because obviously I want to find out.
Yes.
And it's common knowledge. I want to find out.
And she
and
does
I said
not.
To Amy, I said to Amy, mm-hmm. after child one, I only ever wanted one child. Mm-hmm. And I hope to God my second child doesn't listen to this when she's born. But wanted one child. And when the second the rules was, if we have a second child, I find out what sex is.
So you didn't know about the first one?
No, we was trying for first one. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't find out first one. No.
Okay.
Because it's right. It's your first time you're a parent. It's a lovely surprise. But I said to Amy, if we ever have another one, I want to find out mm-hmm. what that sex is. And I think that's fair game. You know, if we try again, that's the deal breaker. And she accepted that deal breaker.
Well,
now she's trying to go back on that fucking deal.
She's not trying to go back on it. She just recruited your friend to try to convince you not to do it.
To try and fucking convince me not to.
Yep.
She tried to bribed me the other day. She said, what can I do?
Why, is she off you anal?
That'd be a start.
Oh, if I nailed that, that'd be great.
That'd be a start.
It would be
I
a
said
start.
I want £1,000. You give me £1,000 and I won't find out.
You're blackmailing your lover.
Yeah, I'm blackmailing them. And my mum was the same as well. So I want £500 from my mum, £500 from Amy.
I understand the mum thing. But... All right, well, here's number one. You ready?
Yeah.
It will be a surprise.
Exactly. Surprise the first time. And
yeah.
Now, look, Devil fan, you want to go into my fucking shed, which is full of fucking baby shit, and my loft, which is full of fucking baby shit, which is all aimed at girl stuff.
Girl.
Most of it's girl stuff. If I'm not having a girl, I want to know so I can get rid of all that shit.
This is from bellybilly.com.au, by the way. In this day and age...
trying to tell
I knew you were going to say that. With this day and age, with text messaging, smartphones, online chat, the internet, 24-hour news, surprises are very rare. And everything is competing for our attention. It consistently feels like information overload. Most of the time, we either know about something before it happens or it finds out straight after. Your baby sex is one of those rare surprises left in life. So why not treasure it and let the anticipation build before finding out at the birth?
Well, I mean, to the credit of the journalism there, I must admit that I do hate the world now. When it's like, I want this now, I want everything now.
We were just talking about that at the beginning of the show.
Exactly, we were just talking about that. And I do sort of hate that bollocks, uh-huh. but it's just a setting up thing. I just want to know where I'm at and what I'm doing in this situation.
Wayne?
Like I said, the first time I didn't, so...
Wayne, what do you think?
# spoilers as a boy.
I hope it is. I said if it's a fucking girl, put it back in.
I love how Wayne just sums shit up real quick. Reasons not to find out the sex of your baby. Number two, it's not real purpose of the 20-week ultrasound. Okay, the 20-week ultrasound. Ultrasounds are used to check the baby development well. The sonographer will take measurements, check all your baby's organs. The 20-week scan take a long time. As each check is performed, most parents be focused instead on finding out the gender for getting the real reasons behind the ultrasound scan. Sometimes the baby's sex can be too hard to tell anyway. For example, if the baby is in a tricky position.
Yeah. Again, completely. I just want to know that my baby's doing okay. Which is fair enough. You know, yeah. that's a fair cop. Right. I probably agree with the journalism there again.
Reasons not to find out the sex of your baby. Number three, something to push for. Childbirth is a pretty tiring experience, and anything that might help you scrap together that last ounce of energy for that final push will be much appreciated. Some women claim to know not knowing the sex of their baby encouraged them to push harder because they were excited to finally find out the sex of their baby. Why would that make you push harder? I don't understand that one.
But I'm a bloke. The only thing I'm pushing out during when she's giving birth is a shit.
Wayne, anything? Anything you want to add to any of that?
Not really.
No.
You might push a bit harder because you want to find out. I'm sure fucking you got a kid wedged up there and you want to push it out anyway.
That's what I was thinking too.
I don't think you care if it was a fucking ostrich. You just want to get out of your cunt.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, just get it out of me. Reasons not to find out the sex of your baby. Number four, it's a girl. If you want to wait until to birth, discover the sex of your baby, you will get to live that Hollywood it's a girl moment when your new baby is placed into your arms. Finding out the scan is exciting, but finding out at the birth is something else entirely. So, like, when the nurse goes, it's a thing, it's a boy, it's a hermaphrodite.
that's a very fair comment. But on the first time, it's very special. Amy had a lot of complications during the first birth, mm-hmm. and I
couldn't
so tiny, care less
dude.
What it was. I just wanted to know that both baby and mother were safe. So, it's sort of, I don't know. Yeah, again, that's a fair comment that you want to know, like, oh, it's a girl. It's
I'm
a
glad
boy,
this is fair. I'm really optimistic about the way you feel right now. Wayne?
I just think that one is a load of bollocks again. I'm sorry, I know I'm never going to be able to comment on this, but from a first person, but... So you're saying if you knew the sex prehand and they bring up the thingy and they go, oh, look, here's your new baby girl, and you turn around and go, well, I fucking knew that anyway, and you carry on watching the television. What a load of bollocks.
No, Wayne, it is...
It's nice to hear.
To be fair to it, it is like a really special moment where you're like, they pass you the baby the first time and then...
They all look the same.
And they tell you, it's a girl. And that's the extra little bit of emotion.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, fair game.
All right. Reasons to not find out the sex of your baby. Number 5, reduces gender disappointment. If you feel very strongly that you would prefer to have a child of a certain gender, finding out your baby's sex in advance may increase your risk of suffering from gender disappointment. And this is actually like a disorder for this. With a lovely little baby in your arms, it's much harder to feel disappointed about anything. Sounds like that's what you're going through now.
I can't argue with that because I want a boy. And I think if,
if
it's a girl, the only reason I don't want a girl
is because you already have
one. I don't want, in 10 years' time, a fucking 10-year-old girl, a 13-year-old girl, and a fucking mum all in the same fucking house and me being outnumbered.
All in the same cycle. They're going to be all in the same cycle.
Oh, my God. Can you fucking imagine? I'm not going to have any hair. My dad bald. I'm going to go the same fucking way.
Yeah, my buddy has to deal with the same thing. My buddy Jamie deals with the same thing. He has two girls.
Don't want to be in a house for
the woman. He has two girls and his wife. And the oldest girl just recently got to that age, and then the youngest still has about 7 years to go, and then he just got his boy.
Well, good on him. At least he's got a fucking boy.
Yeah, he's got somebody to hide with.
If it's a girl, then I'm so outnumbered. I said I'm going to do a Stephen Fry and fuck off to France.
What were you saying, Wayne?
This is a bit similar to my last one, but sorry, I'll say it again. Just imagine the scene. Like, Amy's just given birth. She's crying with emotion. She's sweating. They bring her over. Anthony, here's your new little baby girl. And you
Don't call me Anthony, call me Ant.
And you get that gender disappointment at the birth. I know they say it reduces the risk, but you have it. And she's just pushed that child out. She's emotional. And you turn around and go, fucking hell! That's a girl, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
How inconsiderate is that? It's better off doing it at the scan than it is just after the birth. I make you look like a right ungrateful cunt.
You're not going to do that at the birth, man. You're going to be crying.
Yeah, disappointment.
I absolutely cried like a little bitch.
I know you did. Reasons not to find out about the sex of your baby. Number 6. You can avoid gender stereotyping. No one could possibly know the gender of your baby during pregnancy. All you can find out is the sex. Once you announce the sex of the unborn baby, you will be inundated with gender-specific parties. You have a wardrobe filled with a year's worth of pink or blue outfits before you even step foot in the birthing room. You have the rest of her life to avoid gender stereotyping. Why force yourself to start earlier than you have to?
I don't think that's a necessarily bad thing. Because everything now is because we're
trying
to get out of that. I mean, when I was born and when you were born and when Wayne was born, everything was blue or pink, wasn't it? Because, you know, that's the way it was back then.
I think we were green.
Girl, boy, it's blue. Girl, it's fucking pink.
I think we were green like my nephew. I think my mom and dad did green.
Oh, they're fucking spending money. But anyway, we're trying to get away from that now. So everything's fucking neutral, which means white, magnolia, and bullshit like that. I actually quite enjoy the colour. So I'm against that one. I'm against that one because,
That's only one so far.
Yeah, it's only one so far.
Reasons not to find out the sexy baby number 7. I feel like I'm at a game show. They can get it wrong. Ultrasound scans are not a 100% accurate way to determine the sex of your baby. During the ultrasound scan, a technician will warn you that they cannot say with 100% certain either way. There are plenty of stories to surprise parents in the birth room who have gone crazy buying lots of frilly dresses, painted a pink nursery, and picked out a name for the baby who turns out to be a boy. Avoid this risk by waiting until the birth to find out the sex of your baby. It's true.
It is very true. I think it's only, 98% accurate or some shit like that.
I don't even think it's that accurate.
So it's, 1 in 50?
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
It's hard to argue with. I'm the fucking stat man, so it's hard to argue with stats.
Wayne, before we go to the last one, you want to say anything?
Not really on that one.
Reasons not to find out your baby. Sex of your baby number 8. You don't have to put up with the insensitive gender comments during pregnancy. If you don't want to know about the sex of your baby is, you get skipped 20-odd weeks of random insensitive comments about strangers and others relating to your baby's sex. For example, wow, you're having another boy. I bet you really wanted a girl. So you are gonna try for a boy after this one then? While it likely won't prevent all of them, it will reduce the amount of annoying comments a great deal from the people who don't matter, especially when your hormones are raging and you're biting your tongue from telling them where to go.
See, I disagree with this one slightly because I just won't tell the general public. I won't tell fucking... It'll only be very close family that I tell, so...
In a podcast.
That one's sort of irrelevant. No, because I won't tell you guys specifically. I'll tell you guys, but won't want it aired on the show. Yeah. So, you know, I that one's sort of irrelevant because I'll only tell specific people about it, you know? So there's 2 out of your 8.
2 out of 8, man. Looks like you're leaning towards not finding out again.
Give me £1,000.
Give me the money.
Show me the fucking money.
Wayne, would you want to know?
I'd want to know for practical reasons. You want to know. I can't see... I think there's more pros to knowing and getting everything ready, getting your name ready and everything, than just... I'd like to have everything sort of there and ready rather than just... I don't know. I don't get it.
I think the more I hear Wayne talking about it, the more I actually think that I don't want to find out.
I think I would just go with whatever.
He hasn't known. I was just literally about to jump in at Wayne and say, you don't know the magic of
knowing,
actually
finding out. Then
it is actually quite magical.
I like that idea. I was leaning.
I'm getting swayed. I want to get swayed.
I was really leaning towards knowing. Like, for a long time, I was like, why would you not know? But then you're saying the magic of actually being there and finding out there. That's really cool.
It is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Wow,
it's,
I think
it's
you
an end game.
Fuck, you know? I think you convinced
it's that
me,
massive
dude.
Sort of. It's like watching a TV show, and then at the end of the show, everything happens, you know, and it's a bit like that. So yes,
you convinced me.
Won't. Give me the £1,000. Buy me a new telly, Amy. Buy me a new fucking telly, and I won't find out.
She's not gonna buy you a new telly.
Well, then we're finding out.
No, you just agreed not to find out. You want the magic of
to find out. I still want telly.
Okay, all right, fine. All right, Ant's not gonna find out, guys.
So say he's lowered his price because the telly is cheaper than £1,000 nowadays. Yeah.
Well, a good Samsung LED is about £1,000, so you should definitely get one of those.
Lowered his price, so you've done one thing for Amy there.
Let's go into...
Well, yeah, fucking cut her half price, really, because the fucking new telly's only like £500-600.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know.
There you go.
Fucking hell.
That was awesome. That worked out really well. All right, let's move on to the next segment.
Sweet.
Everybody ready? It's time to
teach Wayne.
Shit still cracks me up to this day.
Wayne?
Yeah?
In 2010, a flappy head Canadian, I added the flappy head bit, rescued a newborn baby from a dumpster only to find out he was in fact the father.
How?
Well, what do you mean how? Well, he's probably paternity test or whatever, I don't know.
So if I go around and find a baby, you don't just test yourself, do you? Did he put it in the bin? Is that why he knew it was there?
I don't know.
Did he put it? How would he put it in the bin?
Why would he put it in
the
bin?
Well, you open
and then
the fucking
it?
Lid. You open the lid and then put the fucking baby in.
Yeah, but
and then
why
he walked
you...
away and then he thought, oh shit, I shouldn't have really done that. And he went back and then everyone thinks he's a fucking hero. But really, he's a fucking baby binner.
It's a baby binner.
Baby binner?
It's a baby binner.
Baby binner. Okay. That's a new one. Baby binner. All right. Hashtag baby binner, guys.
I love that phrase. He's a baby binner. Wayne?
Yeah?
Members of the band Good Charlotte protested against KFC's treatment of chickens. Then, in 2012 and 13, appeared in a number of KFC commercials in Australia and even tried to set a world record for eating KFC on Australia's Got Talent.
Other than the fact that they're complete sellouts then, why? I don't get this when people protest against fast food places for the way they treat animals. What about the fuckers in there eating them? I don't get it.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. If no one ate it, then they wouldn't sell it.
Just so. Because you eat something doesn't mean you have to kill it or treat it in a cruel way.
Well, I do agree with Wayne there. If everyone took a stance on the way that they're treating these animals, then boycotted the restaurant, then the restaurant would go out of business, blah blah blah, and you get a more ethical product. But when you get more ethical, unfortunately, you
price
get
goes
more
up.
Economically more expensive.
Yep.
Boom. People like fucking KFC because you get a lot of fucking chicken for
fuck
not
money.
Fucking money.
Well, they did change. They did change the way how they treat their chickens.
Start. All I know is when I went to see Suede at Alexandra Palace and we got a late night KFC, I was sitting in a pair of white pants and a white top in a white bed, and I managed to get bean juice down myself.
What's that relevance to?
I don't know. Move on, please.
Wayne?
Yeah?
In 2013, a BBC study found that 56% of pilots fell asleep whilst flying, and 29% had woken up to find that their co-pilot had fallen asleep.
That's fucking helpful, isn't it? Good job, like, planes nowadays have got all those very clever stuff on them that sort of do half of work. What's that condition where they sleep? That is actually something where they go up in the pressure and everything.
Necrophilia?
Or narcolepsy?
No, that's shagging dead people.
Oh, yeah.
Narcolepsy.
Yeah, there is something with pilots that induces that. So, and I can't remember there was like a high profile thing. But
I love the fact that he just
fell asleep on your bus.
Wayne just throws out shit. He's just like, there was something about something, but I don't remember what it was.
See, I do read the articles, but I don't stay in.
Okay, Wayne.
Yeah.
Every 25th of December, a town in Peru celebrates Pacancui. Men, women, and children settle grudges from the past year by calling each other out and having a fist fight. Then everybody goes drinking to numb the pain and move on to the next year.
Isn't that an episode of Jeremy Kyle, though? Is that just a recording?
Don't you think that's a wonderful thing? Like, we've had beef over the year, we're going to fucking settle it now and move on. Don't you think that's a wonderful thing?
Why don't you just do it as you go along? Why have one day? Why not do it all year round?
Well, because people pent things up, don't they?
That's the problem with the world. Just let it out. Someone's doing you nothing, just slap them.
What, just punch them in the face?
And then go, right, we're going down the pub now.
Okay, I'm sure the other person will reciprocate that amazingly after you just punch them in the face.
They're getting a pint out of it.
Wayne?
Yeah?
Winston Churchill once said, "You can always count on the Americans to do the right thing after they've tried to do everything else."
That tickled him.
Tickled me as well.
I love that fat man. It's so fucking true. Oh my god, it's so true.
What do you reckon to that Churchill quote?
That bloke is just... Isn't he the one that done the one about someone called him an ugly person or something, or called him fat, and he said, yeah, I can go on a diet tomorrow, but... No, someone called him drunk. That's it. Someone said, you're drunk and talking crap, and he turns around and goes, yes, but in the morning I will sober up, but you'll still be ugly.
Yes. I don't... Is that a Churchill quote?
That's Churchill. That's Churchill. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, you know, the guy that saved the world.
He's definitely more of a character you can get behind than the clowns around today.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that. That's wow. You know anything else about Churchill, Wayne?
He was an artist as well. They found a load of his paintings in his mansion.
Wasn't his mum American, though?
I think so, yeah.
I think he's half British, half American. I'm pretty sure.
He's got, let's see, I think they're now finding all loads of his paintings and they're selling them. Let's have a...
He's probably one of the greatest prime ministers you guys have ever had.
Oh, he's the... Well, who else we got? I mean, it's either him or Margaret Thatcher. Fucking hell.
Oh, there's not much God. To go
with. Yeah, Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, I forgot about her.
He's the guy that saved the world, in our opinion, so...
He's done fucking hundreds.
Hundreds of paintings?
Yeah.
Why does that shock you?
Because he was obviously so busy sorting the fucking country out.
Sorting the world out.
He was drunk a lot, by the way. There's not many pictures you can't find him with a cigar in his hand and a scotch in the other one.
Also, he's gone on to do car insurance as well. Oh, yes.
That's a British joke there. If the Americans will not get that. If you're from another country, which most of our listeners are not from the UK.
Correct.
Just skip that fucking joke because you won't get it.
You won't get it.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Man, move on. Oh my God. It's very funny though, Wayne. Wayne?
Yeah.
That one. Right. During the 18th century, you could pay for admission to the zoo in London by bringing a cat or a dog to feed the lions.
What the fuck? So you just go in and lob a cat in a cage and they'll go, come on in. You can go around and rest for free. That's fucking brilliant. That's barbaric at the same time. It's like genius idea, but the actual thing is barbaric.
Wayne, what year is the 18th century? Give me a date.
Well, it goes from 1800 to 1899.
I knew he was going to say that.
Oh, no, it's the one thing, isn't it? You go into it. Shit.
We're in the 21st century.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just realised that. Technically, I'm in my 29th year, and I'm 28. Shit.
It's like a football match.
Come on, I have been up for like fucking hours and I've literally had beer and leave me alone.
Hello.
I can't even park.
Exactly. Like we're any different.
Yeah, like I'm different. I'm in the same country as you.
Do you want a medal?
The classic comes out.
I'm still waiting for medals. I'm supposed to get like 20 of them.
I think you should make a medal making shop.
All right, go ahead.
Earn a fucking fortune. Wayne.
Yeah.
A 20-year-old spent 6 months looking for a person who killed him on his on. Sorry, he killed his online character in a virtual knife fight. He found him living a few miles away and stabbed him in the chest.
He sounds like a handy client. Fuck, how many years did it take him? Or months?
What do you mean?
He spent how long did
6 months looking for him.
Fucking to hold a grudge over a computer game that long.
Uh-huh.
He was a... But then they'll blame the computer game for that. Well, it's not the computer game's fault. It's the fucking idiot player. I will always say that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that, definitely. Yep, yep, I completely agree with you on that. Wayne?
Yeah?
The most disliked video on YouTube is Justin Bieber's Baby, 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 How? With over 4.4 million dislikes.
Well, I hate a little cunt too, so you can make that 4 point whatever two.
Why two? You're one. Wayne?
Yeah?
Bob Marley was seen as a white man in his native Jamaica due to having a British father, and he suffered racism and discrimination when growing up. One of Bob's early romances had a brother who stopped the relationship as he didn't want no white man in his family.
Do you know how he liked his donuts, though? With jam and...
Wayne?
Yeah?
When a cat passed away in ancient Egypt, every member of its household would shave their eyebrows off in mourning.
What about the afternoon?
That's very clever. That's very, very clever. I've got to give you that one. That's fucking quick. Very good. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Wayne?
Yep.
I can't believe you was that quick over that one. Right, this is the last one. Dr. Seuss was confronted by a feminist who stated there are no strong female roles in any of his books. He then remarked his characters are animals and quote, if she can identify their sex, I'll remember her in my will.
Is Dr. Seuss the cat in the hat?
Well, to me, Wayne, Dr. Seuss done Green Eggs and Ham. Oh. Do you know that book?
Apparently
so. So why don't we go for the for a first time ever, Wayne? Devil Vamp, you with us?
I am.
Should we go?
Yeah, this is an example of what we're working on for upcoming show, guys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Wayne reading the classics.
Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. I am Sam. Sam I am. That Sam I am. That Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them. Sam I am. Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. What the fuck is this?
And that was Wayne Reads the Classics.
I still, to this day, don't know what that was about.
Do you like that? You like that, Wayne?
It's very funny, but...
So we're working on that for upcoming show, guys. Let us know if you like it, if you want to hear more Wayne Reads the Classics or not. Let's go into our next article.
Well, I want what? Wayne to read 50 Shades of Grey next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you guys want to hear Wayne read 50 Shades of Grey? Hashtag C-Satire.
Let us know.
Please do. All right. Let's move on.
Go get him, cowboy. Durga Allah, Muhammad Jihad. Bagala, Muhammad Jihad. Oh, shit. Come on, Gary. Act. You have the power.
Bak, Dirk, Dirk, Allah. Durka, Durka, Muhammad Jihad. Haka Sherpa Sherpa, Bakala. Oh, Durka, Durka, Durka.
All right, Gary!
Told you he was Top Gun.
I've never seen acting that good.
He's amazing.
All right, Wayne, why are we doing Durka Durka Durka?
Well, this week I've chose a story away from fast food, even though we've already touched on today. But basically, a US high school student has been suspended after strapping a fake bomb to his waist to ask a girl to a prom. That is very
special. It's a little extreme, don't you think? All right, well, tell us about it, Wayne.
Abraham Ahmed.
Abraham.
It's Abraham. It's not Abraham. Look at the story.
Let's put it this way. He's a Muslim.
Ibrahim.
You're right. I apologize.
Ibrahim.
Yes, that's what I said.
You're right. I apologize. I wasn't reading the article. I apologize.
Ahmed wore the bogus suicide belt in the questionable bid to win a date with classmate Riley Wolf in northwestern state of Washington. That's a brilliant idea. I don't know why. That's why I should have done
that. That's a really cool. Actually,
quite fit.
She is fit. She's very fit. Although she's very young. She's a very attractive young lady. And the poster he's holding up is, I know it's a little late, but I'm kind of the bomb. Riley, will you be my date to the prom? I think
it talks about with the fucking sheep. And someone said, would you goat to the prom with me?
That was Wayne.
This one is a little bit more extreme than that, I'd say.
I'd say that as well. She's a very attractive young lady, I'll say that.
I've not seen the lady. Let me see the lady.
She's very attractive, I'll say that. If she was older, I'd date her.
If she was older?
Yeah.
You'd fucking 6-year-old.
See, the school should celebrate his creativeness. Instead, they suspended him for 5 days.
Well, if you wear a fake bomb to school, they kind of take that a little seriously in America.
I would imagine the fucking CIA would be after you after fucking doing a stunt like that.
He may be on a watch list.
What, Jesus by Christ. Making the fake bomb by stuffing red paper tubes attached to red wires into a
Wayne.
Pocket of a paintball vest?
Wayne, it's America. With a name like Ibrahim, he was on the fucking watch list.
He was probably on the watch
list. Never stood a chance, poor kid. Nope.
You wanna read the rest of the article, Wayne?
He told the Columbian, obviously a newspaper or something over there.
Yes, it's a newspaper.
Funny? We can't buy down the garage over here. How was I supposed to know? It could have been just a Colombian man.
Obviously, it's some type
of
reporter.
I've just looked at the woman now. She's Ababel.
You always say...
She ain't all that. She's very plain Jane to me.
She's very the girl next door.
Oh, God's sake.
I know. Anyway.
He told the Colombian man, or newspaper, we've still not decided that bit, I'm Middle Eastern, and I thought the bomb was kind of funny and clever. I wasn't even wearing the vest for more than, 20 seconds.
Funny and clever.
Yeah. What else did he say, Wayne?
I just scrolled up. Now I've got to go down. I want to look at the woman again. I asked her, took a picture, took it off, and the school went and got upset. But Mark Mansell, superintendent of the school's district, said the students... I bet you he throws that tile around when he goes out in the pool, don't he? Hi, I'm Mark Mansell, superintendent of the school district.
Mark Mansell. I'm Mark Mansell, the superintendent today.
Said the student's stunt showed blatant disrespect.
No. That's not the voice you use. Come on. Give us a voice.
I'm intending to be super
Come on.
Today.
You're the superintendent, Wayne. Give us the voice.
I need some chewing tobacco, so I can go...
I think a superintendent would be gay, wouldn't you?
Issue blatant disrespect.
And then the next line he said?
Given the way the world is today, school safety, even if one parent or one student was upset about this, it causes issues, goddammit.
He told the Colombian man or newspaper...
Yeah, what the fuck is the Colombian? Today sell cocaine.
It's a fucking paper. It's a fucking paper.
It's just a bloke, isn't it?
It's just one bloke from
it's
Colombia.
It's just a Canadian man, and they're just
selling cocaine to everyone.
He just stands there and goes, "Why do you lot keep coming and telling me stuff?"
I love the fact that out of this article, we're talking about the reporter that reported it.
Well, fuck yeah! Why is he Colombian? Why is the Colombian the newspaper?
It's a fucking newspaper. Can we move on?
I think it's a Colombian man who sells cocaine. So
why is the superintendent
gives you cocaine?
Why is the superintendent talking to a man that sells cocaine about this?
I don't know.
Problem?
That's what I'm getting from this story. I don't know why.
He shoot blatant disrespect. He told the Colombian.
All right.
Hey man, why are you telling me this shit?
That's your Colombian expert.
That was Colombian. That was. Right. I was trying to do Al Pacino, but southern at the board.
Anything else we need to know about this, Wayne?
No, apparently just a lot of Americans do elaborate measures to secure a date to much celebrated high school dances.
Yeah, like the goat to the prom with me.
I thought it was clever, honestly. I thought it was clever. I'm the bomb.
What, the bomb thing or the goat thing?
No, the bomb thing. The goat thing is weird.
So what was the most extreme thing you done for a date then, Devil?
Oh, I don't usually do extreme things for dates. I usually sucker women into dating me, you know.
Oh, you don't play the wimp card.
No, it's called Rohit Mall.
Yeah, yes. I normally drag my women before I take them back to my home labood.
Just drag them. There's two feet dragon marks through the garden to his front door.
Yeah, exactly. No, dude, I have a trolley, like a little wagon, going from my car to my front door. It stays there. Ant farts on them. And then he just, that's his drug. That's his
Rohypnol.
That is
Rohypnol.
Yeah.
We asked where did that form and where can you get it from? Ant's ass.
Ant's asshole.
That'd be like the fucking scene from the original Batman with fucking Jack Nicholson with the gas.
No, that's I find it.
The original Batman.
My first prom.
Oh, you're going on about the 60s Adam West one then, weren't you?
Of course I am. Yes,
of course he is. Because Ant is like.
Oh my god, that airplane scene.
Ant's 80 years old.
Fuck.
So, my first prom, I went to prom with my girlfriend at the time.
I mean, how many proms did you get?
Two.
Oh, we only get one.
We get two because our junior year we're allowed to go to the senior prom, and then you have your senior prom.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah. So for my junior prom, I went with my girlfriend at the time, and then for my senior prom, I went with. I can't remember.
You're not one of those people that got put with your cousin because then, you know.
Be awesome if you got a hooker.
And I didn't have. That would have been fantastic. That would have been a good ending to the prom, buddy. I got blown on the way back from my junior prom. I got blown in the car.
I got fuck all in my prom.
Really? You got nothing?
I didn't even have a prom.
You didn't have a prom or you didn't go to the prom?
Didn't even have one. I don't remember. We used to have the Mendelssohn Disco, but I didn't even go to that.
The Mendelssohn Disco? This sounds amazing. Talk to me about the Mendelssohn Disco.
We had the Mendelssohn Disco.
But it's legendary.
It was,
and everyone used to go to it. It was like, even when like my brother, who's like 5 years older than me, they all used to have like the Mendelssohn Disco. And that used to come, I don't know, about once or twice, you know, like every couple of months or whatever. And everyone went to it, but I was never allowed.
The legendary Mendelssohn Disco, you're not allowed, Wayne.
We had something similar in my town, because... We had the Dodderton Disco. Right?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now.
So once a month... Well, no, I'll explain it. So once a month, when we were like 15, 16, once a month they'd have a disco, which was in like a like town hall, and they'd have music and stuff, and all the kids from the school would go. We used to go there trashed out of their fucking skulls. So they wouldn't let you come in with alcohol, obviously. So literally everyone that fucking walked up there had a can of Coke walking into the disco. It was just full of vodka. Everyone. There was a queue of like 30 people. All of them, can of Coke.
You walk up to the bar and be like, can I get a Coke, please?
Yeah. Like, fucking hell, man. Jesus Christ. What a fucking retard that was.
All right, guys. You guys ready to end this, bitch?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it.
I ain't doing
it. Yes, you are.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes along interstate, right through the very heart of it. New York, New York, I wanna wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it
in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
Bravo, bravo. That's fantastic, brother. That's awesome. That was Ant's rendition of New York, guys. Hope you liked it.
You didn't fucking record that shit.
Hell yes, I did. It's in, baby. It's in. You did fantastic. Are you kidding me? You did amazing. How did we get to that? Oh, yeah. I was looking for an end buffer, and then Ant said he kills New
York.
Yeah. Ant kills New York. That's our new end buffer, guys.
There you go, just record a segue
yep.
into it and finish with that.
Done deal. Done deal. Wayne, as always, our best shit comes out of just us talking bollocks. Wayne,
fuck you all.
where can we find you? What's going on?
You won't find me many places at the moment.
Okay, so if somebody's listening, what bus do they need to take to come and see you?
384 to Bury St. Edmunds.
Say that again.
The 384 to Bury St. Edmunds.
384 to Bury St. Edmunds. You'll find the most entertaining bus driver ever, ever.
Actually, I do have my public in laughter sometimes.
Oh, do you? Good. Yeah. You want to explain that or no?
Name me a situation.
Yes.
I can't remember. I get road rage. I get road rage and they laugh and some get angry and refuse to say bye to me. That's true. They either go, don't you worry, you know, that's, or I go, see ya, have a good evening or whatever, and they just ignore you, and you just slam the door onto them.
All right. Well, thanks for the situation. We appreciate
well, there
that.
You go.
Ant?
Yo, you can catch me at MC Vigilante on the Twitter, also at DSJMP.com on Twitter, and of course go to www.dsjmp.com, find us there. We're also of course on Trending Topics Network if you're over there, which we all love you very much. We've loads of great shows over there as well as here, and yeah, see you next week, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hopefully we'll be adding some blogs soon. I got our new gamer, Bree. She's checking out the website this week. Hopefully she'll be looking at it and adding to the website. We got a mass debate coming up. We're not sure what that is. Again, check out the calendar for that, guys. It's on the 3rd of May, I believe, if you want to be on the DC side. I think that's what we're looking for. I think we already have Marvel sides. We're looking for DC people now. So a lot of it's going to be directed towards the movies, not necessarily the comic books. Most of it's going to be directed towards the movies. So please join us for that. Get in contact with Ant with that. Visit me at Devil Vamp on Twitter. DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Email us, rate us, share us, guys. We got a lot of new listeners coming on. Share us. If anything, if you don't want to rate us on iTunes, which we do need ratings, if you don't want to do that, please share us. Word of mouth is just as good as ratings. Right, Ant?
Damn fucking right. Fucking rate us, you bastards, because that pushes us up on the old iTunes.
That'd be great. Rate us. Check out the website, guys. There's lots of good stuff going on there. We update it every single motherfucking day, so something new's on there every day. Wayne's going to do 2 blogs this week about him driving somewhere, doing something at some point, whether he's beating his dick or fucking whatever. Ant's going to do some blogs while he's on vacation, because he's got the app. And that's it from us. You guys have a great week, everybody. Thanks you for listening. We appreciate it. This is our 25, and we did it our way.
We did. See you next year.
Next year?
Well, you know, next 25 be the end of the year.
Oh, there. That's a good point.
Fuck you all.
I've laughed and cried.
God, I love this.
I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels.
Later, cunts.